You may remember a Seattle Symphony Orchestra video. It went viral last year. It featured iconic Seattle rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot and a bevy of women shaking their booties to his classic Baby Got Back. What was really great about this video was one woman so bold right out in front, but a lot of booty shaking going on. It was part of the symphony's Sonic Evolution series. Well, Sonic Evolution's back tonight, and this time it features Pearl Jam lead guitarist Mike McCready. McCready and symphony music director Ludovic Morlot dropped by our studios, and I asked Maestro Morlot what inspired this series in the first place.
It was actually quite simple at first because I was thinking how people would actually present concerts 200-300 years ago. Most of the music that people would hear on occasions like this was new music. I was trying to think, how can we go back to that and present new music to audiences that possibly have less experience with going out and hearing the symphony orchestras. And I thought, you know, this idea of collaborating with popular artists or famous artists in Seattle would bring that element of fame. Also, going out of your comfort zone, because you have to improvise, you have to go into exploring a genre that you know less. And so I thought this kind of a mix of things was interesting and maybe could help us bring new audiences.
Sitting next to you, Ludovic Morlot, is Mike McCready. And Mike, I'm curious how you were approached to participate in this. Or did you put your hat in the ring?
I recall when I first met Ludo, I think it was... Was it 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Mm-hmm. I think I had come over and had talked to him at one time, or you had brought it up, and I had this band called Mad Season in 1995, and I thought, well, I'd love to have the symphony, any kind of symphonic thing happen with some of that music maybe someday in my wildest dreams. But I was actually kind of shocked when he asked me to commission a piece myself aside from the Mad Season thing, because I hadn't done anything like that before. I've done some scoring on movies, but...
You're listening to the voices of Seattle musician Mike McCready, who you may know better as a rock musician than a symphonic musician. It's all going to change. Also with me, Seattle Symphony Music Director Ludovic Morlot. And I'm hearing then, Mike, that you and your wife are, if not fans, you're patrons of classical music. So what has been your connection up till this point with Seattle Symphony Orchestra?
My personal connection goes back many, many, many years. I was 12 years old in my band Warrior, and we played a symphony fundathon underneath the monorail, and I believe it was 1979, and we got in the paper, and that was my first kind of introduction to it.
Ludo, what are the parameters for Mike, or there are two other new compositions on the bill as well, but what do you tell the composers, particularly somebody who isn't as immersed in your world as perhaps the other two folks?
Well, I ask them to be inspired by one of the musical legend of Seattle, past, present, or future, you know. But also what I wanted is that it's not simply like they take a song and they orchestrate it. It's that they capture the culture of that band, the sound of that band, possibly even the political, you know, message that this band wants to translate across. And then they embrace all of this and create a very unique and original piece of orchestral music. So that was my idea behind this. But when I approached Mike about his commission, what I wanted, and we talked about it right away, I said, you know, I want you to write something for the symphony that is not just a song. I want you to kind of see how we can use your ideas and your experience and expand it to something that is more orchestral.
Where did you start with this task?
I started it with a demo of some music in my basement with my drummer and Pearl Jam Matt Cameron, helping me arrange some ideas on guitar with guitar, bass, drums, and a vocal harmony. Mm-hmm. And I then gave that to Ludo. And
it's interesting because regarding of the genre of music, ultimately what we are trying to do is storytelling. And history has it that, you know, people are less and less patient, you know. So I think that's why now we are more comfortable with a pop song that lasts for 3 minutes than a piece of music that lasts for 25. But ultimately, I think the goal was for me to kind of find a way where we can steal some of Mike's ideas and translate them into more of that longer journey.
It's a large learning curve. It's very fascinating to know where violins sit on a score, or where when Lito was explaining this to me the other day and going over the sheet.
You're learning those things, and I remember being in Auckland listening to Pearl Jam's concert not too long ago, and you know, just to see the rhythm, and you know how you work on you know, getting the guitars tuned and during the songs and all of those things, and this whole energy I learned tremendously from as well. And I think ultimately I want this project to make us better artists. Yeah,
we're with Mike McCready and Ludovic Morlot, and they're going to be collaborating as part of, I think this is the fourth Sonic Evolutions performance at Seattle Symphony Orchestra tonight. And Ludo, there's challenges that Mike had as a composer. What kind of challenges do the musicians in your orchestra have? There's music that and patterns and rhythms that perhaps are unfamiliar to them too.
Absolutely. And sounds, I think, more importantly. I think, you know, we become so skillful in our field with difficult rhythms to perform. So I don't think the challenge is for us so much about rhythm and all. It's really have the courage to create new sounds on the instruments. Having the freedom and the courage of creating those sounds give us so much more colors into our repertoire.
Now, Mike, this is another step for you as a musician to be on the Benaroya Hall stage with Ludo and...
Well, you've been there before.
Well, I have been there with my band before, but I think this...
But not with the full orchestra.
No. This for me is, to not overstate it too much, is probably the most important thing I've done for myself in terms of music that I feel passionate about. Like, I really want to do this right. I've been rehearsing nonstop for this, and that's not really, my brain doesn't really work that way in terms of rock. We rehearse and we're very professional in my band, but this is more...
Please don't put so much pressure on us.
No. I'll take it off. I'm putting it on myself, and I feel...
Let's just say we're very excited about it.
Okay. I'm happy about it. I'm very excited about it.
I just have a last question for you, Ludo, because now, of course, people are going to be listening and clamoring, and listeners, this is sold out. You've launched so many different ways to take the symphony and the music out to the community to reach different audiences from Sonic Evolutions. How many of those new audience members actually find their way back to Beethoven's Ninth or to Tchaikovsky?
It's a great question, and it's one that sadly I cannot answer right away. But I think I'm hoping that by doing this, we create a memory that will make them comfortable to experience going back to the symphony 20 years from now. Because I think most of the people, or a lot of new people coming to us through those different concert series, are in their 20s, 30s. And most of the time I just overwhelm with having kids at home, starting in their own career, you know, and having either no time or no means to actually go to the symphony on a regular basis as subscribers. But, you know, the reality, and I'm getting close to that age where I can sense that coming very soon, you know, you get in your 40s, 50s, and the kids are gone. You're more established into your job, and hopefully, you know, and then you have more time, you have more means to actually explore this again. If you never had this chance to build a memory about the place, you're never going to make that first step.
Ludo and Mike, thank you so much for coming by. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Ludovic Morlot is music director at the Seattle Symphony. Mike McCready is the lead guitarist and co-founder of the band Pearl Jam. He's composed an orchestral work for the symphony's Sonic Evolution concert. He's going to perform it tonight with the symphony. Part of McCready's 1995 band, Mad Season, will also take the stage, featuring Soundgarden's Chris Cornell and Duff McKagan of the band Guns N' Roses. It's going to be a wild night at McCall Hall, that is for sure.